Dive in the Sun by Douglas Riemann. Read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1. The night was moonless and very dark, and the black heaving water of the Adriatic moved uneasily in an oily, sullen swell. Occasionally, the ebony waters reflected a tiny pinprick of light from one of the small stars, which seemed very high and aloof from the sea beneath, while from the invisible Italian coastline a small hot breeze clawed weakly across the dull surface. A watcher, had there been one, would have caught the briefest glimpse of a slender, stick-like object which rose rapidly out of the depths, throwing up a tiny feather of white spray as it cut through the water, like the antennae of a forgotten sea monster. The periscope vanished as suddenly as it appeared, and for a short while the sea was again empty and desolate. Then, with a surge of foam and spray, the sea was churned into a frightened torment, and the hard, streaming shape of a submarine rose gracelessly into view, the pressurized air hissing in a subdued roar as water was forced from the ballast tanks, and the disturbed waves cascaded across the canting steel hull. Within seconds, the confined space of the bridge above the conning tower was filled with silent, purposeful figures, as the lookouts carefully scanned every inch of the surrounding area with their night glasses, while on the casing below, the gun's crew stood huddled around their weapon, their hands reaching for the prepared shells and smoothing away the dampness from the controls. The officer of the watch relaxed slightly, as each man reported his horizon clear, and concentrated instead on adjusting the towel around his neck as a protection against the spray which drifted lazily over the squat bridge each time that the stem cut deep into the resisting waves. The electric motors died away and were replaced instantly by the muffled thud, thud, thud of the powerful diesels, and he felt the air being sucked down.